Today, the power of smartphones and the internet, combined with the newly democratized control of information, means every single person you and your brand interface with has the potential to reinforce or redefine your messaging. Managed properly, this new situation can be both powerful and profitable. Managed poorly, it's a lot scarier than that disgusting bug crawling around in your bathtub. Take the example of a new pizza parlor employee, codenamed @Chella_, who was fired before she had even started her first day of work, after she commented about her new job on Twitter. @Chella_ tweeted her disappointment with starting work at Jet's Pizza in Mansfield, Texas, this way. "Ew, I start this F-beep-ass job tomorrow," followed by 7 thumbs down emojis. Another Jets employee saw the tweet and showed it to franchise owner Robert Waple, who logged in to send @Chella_ a tweet of his own. "No, you don't start that FA job today. I just fired you. Good luck with your no money, no job life." Coincidentally, this same thing happened in my office a few months before @Chella_ posted her outburst. One of our employees, let's call her Maria, had asked for a few days off to visit her sick uncle in Puerto Rico. Even though she didn't have any personal time off days available, our office manager decided that it was a worthwhile reason, and Maria should be given the extra time. On Thursday, the day Maria was supposed to return, she sent an email explaining that her uncle had passed away, and she was going to stay in San Juan for the funeral. Of course, we gave her the extension. Every Friday morning, we have an all-office breakfast at which we talk about what's going on in our business and our lives and catch up with everyone we might not see during the busy week. During this breakfast, our office manager told the assembled group what was going on with Maria and suggested that everyone be sensitive to her loss when she returned. A moment or two later, another young woman held up her laptop and showed us the Facebook page of the employee who was supposedly grieving in Puerto Rico. Instead of a picture of her in all black at the funeral or standing with her uncle in happier times, we saw Maria posing on the beach in a green fluorescent bikini with her arms around her boyfriend. The text read, "Hanging with my boo in the Bahamas. Can't believe I have to go back to work on Monday." Even though we did not fire her on Facebook, the result was the same for both Maria and @Chella_. They lost their jobs because of stupid things they posted on the internet. But the problem doesn't stop with silly online posts. The democratization of the internet magnifies everyone's statements and misdeeds and causes the most damage to those who've built the biggest reputations. In other words, the bigger you are, the harder you fall, thanks to what I call the trouble with transparency.